Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. I'm so excited today to have a very special guest. One of our Hallstar interviews, the Hallmarkies and the Hardys will be very excited. We are talking with actress Jada Lily Miller, and she is a role in When Calls the Heart, and we're excited to get to talk with her. And so, Jada, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
Yay. Well, Merry Christmas, first of all.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yes. Thank you, especially such a busy time, you taking the chance to talk with us. And what I'd like to ask is, how did you get started in acting? You're so young, but obviously very mature. And how did that all, you've done a number of movies, and how did you get interested in acting?
Well, when I was five, my parents have been voice actors for a very long time. So when I was five, I said to my parents, I want to do voiceover, but I also want my whole body on camera. So that's kind of how it started. And then I got my first part at six. So, and it's just taken off from there. Yeah.
Nice. So what is it that you like about acting? Why do you think it's fun?
I love like the social experience that you get to connect with all the other actors and like the producers and the directors and everything. And I just love the acting part of it, because it's like you're putting on a show, like you're playing pretend like all the time. And it's just so fun. Yeah. It's like the best thing that I could do, because I just love it so much.
Yeah. You like kind of getting into another character and somebody different than yourself.
Mm-hmm. Especially when they're so different from you. It's like if you have a scene where you have to be mean to someone, like, and then you're like, after the take, you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Did you feel that way in the episode where you didn't run away, but you were hiding from Kevin McGarry, and from everybody was looking for you?
Yeah, it's that was true. I feel that way about all the mischievous things I do.
That's great. So your first role for Hallmark, one of your first roles was a Cookie Cutter Christmas.
Yes. So I also did A Christmas Secret too, which was my very first lead role in the movie.
Okay.
In Cookie Cutter Christmas, I got to work with Aaron Krakow and Grayson Chenier, which are who I work with now on When Calls the Heart. So, when we saw each other on When Calls the Heart, we were like, oh my gosh, it's you guys, yes.
Yeah, I was going to ask, because you are a young version of Miranda's character in that. And so you don't have any scenes with Aaron or Miranda. And so I was wondering if you got to meet them.
I did.
Yeah.
We got a lot of photos. Me and Grayson, when we got there, we were hanging out all day, and we got to like meet all the actors and like hang out and just have fun before we got to go on camera and do our little scene together. So yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That must have been fun. Were you super excited when you got your first role? Were you just like jumping up and down excited?
Yes, I was. I was so excited. I was bouncing up and down the world. I was like, what? I got it. Yeah.
That's so cool. I love that. And when you make these Christmas movies, in a lot of times it's in the summer, is that challenging for you?
Oh, yes. The hardest thing I've ever done as an actor is pretend to be hot when you're cold and cold when you're hot. Because literally I'd have either ice packs all over my body and like mini fans, or heat packs and hand warmers. So yeah, it's pretty hard, but it's a lot of fun, so the adrenaline mostly takes that away. But still, when you're standing there, either in the freezing cold or the blazing hot sun and snow pants, you're just dying. You're like, ah.
So, do you have any tricks for learning your lines?
I do. I look at them, I read them over a bunch of times, and then I get one of my parents to read them with me, and then they say their line, and then they tell me the line, and we kind of just do that, and we do like a couple lines, and then I stop, and then we go back to the beginning, and yeah, that's kind of how we do it.
Yeah, that's your process.
And my dad's my acting coach, so he mostly does that with me, so he really helps with that.
That's great. That must be really nice to be able to have parents who kind of understand the industry a little bit and can help guide you.
It's true. It's really helpful.
And your sister is also acting?
Yes, she is. Yeah. She does voiceover and film acting too.
Oh, that her name's Chelsea. Fun to do together, to get to share that experience together.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. Do you have both a favorite movie that you've been in and also just a favorite movie in general?
Probably. I really liked my favorite movie that I've been in is probably Angels in the Snow, but the favorite movie with like all the cast and I just had like a really great experience on was A Firehouse Christmas. So, depends when you ask me that, because there's so many that all I got so many different experiences from. So it's kind of hard not to say them all.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
What's so about being in A Firehouse Christmas?
All the actors, I had a really great experience with Marcus and Anna. They were just amazing. I just love them so much. Yeah, it was just great to hang out with them all the time.
What was special about Angels in the Snow that made it your favorite?
Yeah, the other movie, Angels in the Snow, I got to go to the log cabin and we all had a great time there because it was just so different scenery and stuff. And we, like, it was just crazy to go on that set and just hang out because we were there like every day and upstairs. Like, I was younger at the time, and the girl who we were renting the house from, she had an American Girl room. Like, she had toys everywhere. Whoa. So I was like in love. I was like, yes.
You have an American Girl doll?
Yeah, but I don't really do use that anymore. This is what I was
getting. Yeah. Well, I had too growing up. I had Samantha and Molly, which are probably discontinued now, but those were mine. We'd like to thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. They are the good folks over at Storyworth. And right now you can get $20 off your first purchase at Storyworth. Go to storyworth.com/hallmarkies and you can get that discount. And what Storyworth does, it's a great way to stay in touch with your family and to help you to chronicle, to preserve the stories of your family. And so basically you sign up at storyworth.com and you are presented each week with a question, a prompt that then your loved one can then fill out. You can either interview them or they can write it, however you want to do it. They can answer the question. And something like one that was done this last couple weeks was, did you join a fraternity or sorority in your college days? So then people can talk about that. And there's all different kinds of questions. Hopefully it's stories that you might not have heard, or maybe you heard and you didn't write down, so you don't remember these things. And it'll be something like, what was your mother like? What was what's a memorable experience you had over the holidays? Or what's one of your life's greatest surprises? What's one of the riskiest things you've ever done? So they try to send you questions that that will inspire you to hear a story from the person that you are interviewing and or that you were writing about. And what's really cool is then over the course of the year, you get the answers to all of these questions, and you can share those answers with whoever you want. And then at the end, they compile them all into a really attractive book. And it's something that you can have to remember. And I think it's a really cool idea and a really cool project. And I don't know, is that something that would be sound appealing to you, Amy?
Yeah, I think that's really cool. Do it about my dad. He could talk about his fraternity days for hours. It would be great. So, yeah.
Yeah. So definitely check it out. Go to storyworth.com/hallmarkies. Get $20 off your first purchase. So you were in the first Christmas in Evergreen movie.
Yes.
And so I'm curious, what would you wish on the snow globe? If you had a chance.
That's a really hard question. I probably just wish that we all just could have fun all the time, because wouldn't you just love that? Just everybody be happy. That's probably my one wish.
That sounds good. That sounds a good wish. But that must have been a fun movie to be in with so many people.
Yes, there was a lot of people there, but it was really fun.
That's great. A Heavenly Christmas. So did you get to meet Shirley MacLaine? Did you get to work with her?
Yes. I had one scene with her, so I did get to meet her. And, like, it was so cool. Like, everybody, like, stopped and looked at her. And she was just, like, walking through. And I was like, oh. And it was just really cool to see her. Because I know she was, like, a really big, like, hit. Like, so it was just really cool to actually see that.
Iconic actress. And that had such a good cast. Kirsten Davis. And
yes.
Aaron McCormick. So that must have been really neat to be in that film.
It was really great.
This is just such a sweet story. I love that one.
Yeah, that one's also one of my favorites, but like for different reasons.
Yeah, that's cool. And Operation Christmas, that's a fun one.
Yes. We got to go up to Whistler on one of the mountains in a helicopter, and it was like my first time going up the gondola or like the chairlift. So I got to do the chairlift, and then we took a snowmobile to where the helicopter was taking off. Then I got to do a helicopter. It was a crazy day.
Wow. Did you like kind of scary things like that? Like like being in the helicopter? Do you ever do like skiing or anything like that?
I've never been skiing or snowboarding, but we do a lot of sledding and like tobogganing, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh. Well, let's talk about When Calls the Heart. So you started this last season on there, and that must have been a pretty exciting booking when you got that role.
Yeah, especially when I did the audition, when I came back for the callback, I got to meet Kevin, and we just hit it off right away, and then I was like, oh, I have a good feeling about this, and then I got the call, and I was like, yes! And then I knew Grayson, one of my best friends, I knew that she was on it, so I was like, oh, I've been wanting this for so long, yes! So, yeah, it's kind of my response for all of when I get them, but yeah. They're just so exciting.
That's great. So do you have a lot of fun with the other kids on the set? There's such a large group of kids in When Calls the Heart.
We have a lot of fun. Javen, he has a friend from school, and she wears this perfume, and he's been telling us about this perfume that smells so good in the whole school. So then I, of course, one night went out and bought it, and then I sprayed it on Ava and Grayson and me, and we sprayed it on the makeup girl's arms too, so when they were doing his makeup, and everybody was in on it, and he had no idea what was going on. He was like, I keep smelling something. What does it smell? It smells so good. But he was like, it's not as good as Calgon Marshmallow.
That's funny. So you were a very, very nice smelling school.
Yeah. But then when we wrapped, we were like, we got you. We pranked you. Yeah. So we have a lot of fun on set.
Yeah. That's cool. That's really fun. And yeah. So your character, how would you describe Allie as a character? What do you think about her?
She wants to make friends, but has a hard trouble with it, time with it. I think she's very, not shy, but like, you know, like she's got like this thing where she doesn't really know how to make friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. So she's kind of just putting that aside and like doing other things like skipping school, learning card tricks. So she's kind of trying to, I don't know. She's just very mischievous and different than what I've played before. So it's really cool because it's just like a different side that I get to experience.
Yeah, Luke is bad influence.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah. That must be fun working with people like Kevin and Chris McNally and that whole the adults as well.
Very fun. Me and Kevin, like, we have a secret little hand thing we do after every bag. And me and Aaron, we do hip bumps. And yeah. They're really great.
Cool. Yeah, that's really cool. We've got an interview, Ava, as well, Ava Grace Cooper, and she's delightful. So we were always like, when she had to give away brownie, we're like, this is wrong. This is wrong. Do you have a favorite moment or a favorite episode that you've been able to do?
Probably when I get in trouble. It sounds weird, but I don't know, because like they're not like the real parents, so I know I'm not actually in trouble.
Right.
So it's kind of fun because I get to be like, well, yeah, but so.
And your parents are like, get that out of you here and make believe. In real life. That's great. I think it would probably the episode where you were lost is probably, I think, probably my favorite.
Yes.
That was a good
probably
one.
Probably me too.
I liked that one. So without giving away like anything, I've heard that your part is pretty considerable in the Christmas movie. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is true.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what you could kind of tell us, what was the experience like in shooting this Christmas movie?
I hadn't been in the Christmas movie yet with When Calls the Heart. Mm-hmm. So the set deck, like, they did an amazing job. Like, everything was all Christmassy, and we just got to go in there, and I don't know. It was just great. It was also great that we got to wear coats because it was really cold. Yeah. So that was also great. It was just really fun. It was like, we kind of treated it like another episode because it was sort of still like the same experience and that sort of thing. But it was just cool because it was all decorated like Christmas and it felt like you were actually getting into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. When did you shoot this? It was like September?
We started filming in September and we just ended this month.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think that fans will particularly like about the movie? What do you think?
Without giving too much away.
The story, you think they'll like the story?
Yeah, or I think they'll like the story and like how it's going to develop throughout the season. Like, that's kind of like the turning point of it, I think. And it's just, I think they'll really like the story and how the characters are in it.
Very cool. Very good. Well, we're excited to see it. Very excited.
I'm excited to see it too.
Nice little Christmas present from When Calls the Heart. And so we like to end our interviews with just some silly questions. Silly questions. So, all right. What is your favorite holiday drink? So hot cocoa or eggnog or anything like that?
Probably eggnog, definitely. I'd have to go with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. All right. What is your favorite holiday cookie or treat?
Ooh, that's hard. Probably gingerbread cookies.
Okay.
Or shortbread cookies that, or like sugar cookies that you like decorate with the icing. Yeah. Those are always great.
Yeah, you like just biting the head off the gingerbread man.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. What is your favorite Christmas song or carol?
Jingle Bells.
Okay, good. Do you have a favorite classic Christmas movie?
Home Alone.
Good choice. That's one of my favorites also. Yeah. and they announced that they're going to be making a new Home Alone. And I'm just like, how do you even do that nowadays where everybody has cell phones? And I don't understand how you make
it's
a new
one. Interesting. I'm excited to see it.
Just text your parents, hey, I'm at home alone. There you go, nailed it. But I don't know, so that'll be interesting. But yeah, I love that movie too. Mm-hmm. So do you have a favorite of all the different holiday traditions, like you said, decorating cookies or decorating the tree, or you know,
probably any kind of thing? We go to my grandparents' house on Christmas morning for brunch after we open presents. Nice. So we get to see them there, probably that or hanging, doing the tree and like decorating it and making it look all pretty.
Nice. Yeah. Do you guys do like take time to do your presents, or do you just open them in one mad rush?
No, we take turns. We take our time. We do our stockings first, then we have breakfast, and then we do the rest of the presents one at a time.
Oh, see, you guys have such patience. Very good. Okay. What's your favorite Christmas gift that you've ever gotten?
Probably I got the drums when, like a couple years ago, I got the drums because I was playing on cardboard boxes because I started to take an interest in it, and I was playing on cardboard boxes, but my dad and my mom wanted to see if I would actually keep it up. So then for Christmas, they bought me the drums, which were pretty sweet.
That is brave parents because they're very loud.
Yeah. Well, they were electric drums, so they were a little bit quieter, but I still put them on full blast.
That's great. Okay, so who do you like better, Ebenezer Scrooge from Christmas Carol or the Grinch?
The Grinch.
Okay, good. Would you like clear lights or colored?
That depends. Probably colored.
Colored. Okay, yeah. Good. Would you rather be in a snowball fight or build a snowman?
Snowball fight.
Fight, yeah.
No question.
You really have to have a lot of snow to build a snowman.
It's true, because then you can build like a wall to duck under too, so then like you have the advantage.
You'll be ready for both.
Right?
Yeah. Do you ever get school days off for snow there?
No. No.
I grew up in Maryland, and that was like the best thing ever because they're just not really prepared for the snow there. So when it does snow, you're just like sitting, at least we were, I'm sure it's now like on text and stuff, but back in the day, we just sit next to the radio, just come on, Frederick County Schools, hoping you'd get a day off because it was so fun. But anyway, so are you a good gift wrapper or not?
Like to think so. I like to wrap, like, you know, when you take a big box and then you put a smaller box in it and then like keep going. I like to do things like that, or like wrap them so many times that it takes a while for them to get the stuff. So I think I'm a good wrapper, but when my family unwraps it, they're not too happy.
You can have like, I don't know, like a box of crackers or something like that, and then put the actual gifts
in there. That's so what we do.
Although there's a super cute thing on Twitter going around now of a mom wanted to trick, kind of see what her daughter would think if she gave her kind of a not great gift. And so she wrapped a banana. This girl's probably like 3 or 4, this little girl. And so she wraps this banana, gives it to the little girl, and she unwraps it, and the little girl just bright up, like her face just brightens up, is so happy. Oh my gosh, she gave me this.
That's so funny.
It's so cute. Anyway, last question. Do you have an ugly Christmas sweater?
I do not, but I steal my dad's a lot because he has one.
What's his ugliest Christmas sweater that you
see? it's like this toy train and it's really oversized for me. So when I put it on, it's like a big giant like blanket that I wear, but it's like this toy train and it's like navy and like green and like red and stuff, you know, the Christmas colors.
Very good. That sounds really good. Well, you passed the test. You can keep making homework.
Thank you.
Very good. Well, thank you so much. You've been delightful. I really appreciate you coming on and talking with us, and wish you,
thank you
such
for having
a Merry
me.
Christmas.
You too.
Hopefully,
nice to meet you.
Yeah, hopefully your next best, most memorable gift will be coming.
Yes, right?
No, I really appreciate it. Do you have social media or anything that you'd like to share?
I do. I have Instagram at Jada Lily Miller. I have Twitter, and yeah, I do have TikTok, but that's not really important.
Well, we'll put all the links for that in the description section, so people will definitely want to follow you because you're delightful. And good luck with the movie and the upcoming season. We will definitely be covering it, and maybe we can have you back on again.
Yes, later. Thank you. I'd like that. Bye.
All right, nice Merry to Christmas. Meet you. Bye. You too. We'd so like to thank Jada for coming on the podcast. That was really fun to talk with her, and we're definitely very excited for the upcoming When Calls the Heart season, and we'll have all that kind of coverage of everything Hardy and of course the movie. We'll have a big recap with Caroline, Cammie, and Casey, so definitely look forward to that. Let us know your thoughts of all the different things that we talked about with Jada. Let us know in the comment section or on Twitter. That would be really fun. And make sure you're following us at Homebrookies Pod, Homebrookies Podcast, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, everywhere. And if you're listening on iTunes, please leave us your ratings and reviews. And if you're listening on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We sure appreciate that as well. So thanks again to Jada. You can follow me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, everywhere, and on Rotten Tomatoes. Lots of reviews coming out, so make sure you're checking that out. I'd really appreciate it. Don't forget to become a patron of the channel. We sure appreciate that. And there'll be all the links in the description for that. We also have our merch store with all things Hardys and Hallmarkies inspired. So definitely take a look at that. And there's a link in the description. So thanks again. We'll talk to you all later. Merry Christmas. Bye.